Here's your midday brief for Friday, August 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. household spending rose 1.2% in July, the third straight monthly increase. Commerce Department data indicates consumers boosted spending on electronics and appliances, health products, and restaurant meals. But the pace of growth was slower than previous months, and the recent expiration of the $600 a week enhanced unemployment benefit could contribute to reduced spending in August. The European Union says it'll buy up to 400 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine being developed by UK-based drug maker AstraZeneca. It's the EU's first such vaccine deal, although some of its member countries have secured future vaccine supplies. Meanwhile, the UK says it'll purchase tens of millions of vaccine doses from Novavax and Johnson & Johnson and work with both companies to help develop their vaccine candidates. And Canada's antitrust watchdog is investigating whether Amazon is abusing its dominant position in the retail sector. Among the issues investigators are looking into, whether Amazon's policies affect third-party sellers' willingness to offer their products at lower prices elsewhere. Amazon says it's cooperating with the review. Officials in the U.S. and the EU are considering whether to file charges against Amazon over its treatment of third-party sellers. We have more details on these stories and other news of the day at WSJ.com and the WSJ app.